מה שיש דרך שנפיל פה את המדגה?
אין מושג.
כדאי לדבר עם אבי. אני חושב שזה אפשרי. מה?
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. שלום עליכם. You're Lions, right?
Yeah. The robot wants one or two cups of water.
Oh, I have this. If you have one cup of water, you
just
one,
in case.
Just one.
Sure.
Just one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. They brought something. I don't know how to do this. So someone's going to press it. I don't know. The rap put this down here.
I think it's already on.
It's already on. It's already on.
I think so. It's like it's already. Yeah, it's recording.
Tell me, this is the crowd.
You tell, yeah,
you tell me.
Now.
You tell me. You tell me when we
went there. Some people will probably still will keep coming in, but
okay. The first part of what we're going to speak about before we speak about what we're going to speak about, because I'm getting a chance to meet everybody. And first, I want to thank my Talmud Moshe who invited me to come and speak for you this evening. To speak and to be together in this room over here right now. You don't have to be afraid of me. Come sit right next to me. Shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem. So, I want to thank Moshe very much because my first real opportunity to come out to Kochav Yaakov, and I got a little bit of an overview from Moshe about what's happening over here, and I'm very thankful that you invited me to come out here. And even though we're going to speak about what's called, you know, people say, what's Elul? Elul is the Olam HaYeshivot, it's called Palatzus. You heard of Palatzus? You know what Palatzus is? Palatzus means, like, panic attack. You know, panic attack. You know what I mean? Palatzus is like, you fall on the floor. Oh, you know, like, now the truth is, we're not like that, because we're not holding by Palatzus today. So, we're going to go with a little bit of a different kav. A little bit of a different way, but I think, you know, just getting to know you, Moshe, I don't know if you told everybody, but I'm a famous author, right? I'm a famous author. Art School published my stories about Gedolim, about great, great Gedolim. And there's a very famous writer, Nachman Zeltzer, and he wrote all my stories. And the book got out.
Tales of Tzedekim?
It's called At His Rebbe's Side. Mm-hmm. At His Rebbe's Side, and it's my Rabbi Lif's Yeshua's personal story over 50 years, which makes me at least 50 years old. You see, you thought I was so young. You know, I'm at least 50. That's what it says in the cover. You know, I can't go against the advertisement. And I was Zocha from the time I was a young boy to, you know, for whatever reason, Hashem put me in an environment where I was able to imbibe great, great teachings from a lot of great, great Tzaddikim and Gedolim. And Moshe might have heard some of the stories when he was in the yeshiva. I'm not here to go say stories, I'm not here to go sell my book, but that's a little bit of a record. And then there's a second aspect of myself. When I say myself, I'm going to speak about myself as myself, because I'm sharing it with you, just to be able to bring out this thing is that I have this knack for making negunim. So, even though we're speaking about slichus, but I'm going to tell you soon a vart about slichus, which is shalom aleichem, shavua tov, shalom aleichem. Right? So, even though we're going to start out tonight to slichus, what are we going to say? We're going to say b'matzei menucha, b'matzei menucha kidamnucha tachila. on Matzeh Menucha, Matzeh Shabbos. So the first thing we do is we go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hat Oznecha Mimorim Yosef Tehila, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen. Please listen, the heavens should listen. Yosef Tehila, the one that sits, Tehilas Yisrael, Lishmaya El Arina El Atfila. Slichas, the first Slichas. It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch brings down that the minigust, number one, Nogu Lokum Bashmairas Habaiker, to get up early in the morning to say Slichas. Bashmairas Habaiker is early in the morning. But the first slichas that us B'nai Ashkenazim do on Matzah Shabbos is by Chatzos. Some people even have a minute without getting into the Makaris, do it even earlier. But the first slichas is not done early in the morning. And I was, you know, when I was preparing this year, I was looking a little bit into the Makaris. Everything that I have is not familiar. It's all from different Sfarim that I was able to look and to see. And I'm going to share it with you. So I saw two interesting tamim. Why we daven slichas? The first slichas on Matzah Shabbos. Why we daven Bashmaras Habayikah? Do it early in the morning. There's some people that also do Bashmaras Habayikah. The Ma'isa, the minig of Klal Yisrael on the whole is to do it on Matzah Shabbos. So the first thing I saw was B'shem, I have everything written down over here. The Leket Yosher. Is the Trumas HaGeshem. That's a pretty responsible car. And he says an unbelievable thing. You can hear this, you're going to say, wow, the Trumas HaGeshem. Trumas HaGeshem was in Halacha, an Anak. He says such an interesting thing. He says, "Ein hashchina shorui lo mitoch atzmus." We'll wait for the women. We'll wait for the women to sit down.
What?
Yeah. We're discussing for the women that. We spoke about why are we saying slichas on Matzah Shabbos when the custom is, the Shulchan Aruch says to say it Bashmaras HaBoker, to say it early in the morning. So why are we doing it on Matzah Shabbos? So the Sefer Leket Yosher, which is the Trumas HaDeshen, he says, Ein Hashchina Shorui Loi Mitoch Atzus. The Shechina cannot be found when a person is sad. And Shabbos is Malei Simcha. Why is Shabbos Malei Simcha? Because in Shabbos, we have Limud HaTorah, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, especially simple understanding, is just the laning itself. Just the Kriyas HaTorah itself is Mesameachos. And with all the beautiful dishes that we had today, the cholent and the chamin and everything else, we had the entire Shabbos, Oynik Shabbos. You hear Moshe? Oynik Shabbos is Mesameach. So if we want to go into Slichas properly, the Trumas HaDeshen says you have to go into Slichas Mitoch Simcha. Sounds a little bit different than maybe the way a lot of us grew up in. We grew up in an environment where the Slichas was, like I said before, Palatzus. It was like this complete loss of everything. But we see that even in the Paiskim, that there's an element, and it's not just in the Hasidish Sfarim, but in Trumas HaDeshen, that he says, that's the reason why the first Slichas is Matzah Shabbos, because it's right after Shabbos, close after Shabbos, where we still have the aura of the Simcha and the Oynik Shabbos, and the Limud HaTorah. And for sure, in this Kehila Kedosha, in Kochav Yaakov, and I'm getting the first opportunity to be part of your Kehila, and you're here to learn before the Slichas, so the Simchas HaTorah should elevate us, that we should be able to be besimcha, that the opportunity to say Slichas. Another reason I saw brought down is from the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe. When I say the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe, people may be used to hearing about the Lubavitcher, the Frieh Dike Lubavitcher. But in Belz, there was also a Frieh Dike. Because you know, today's Rebbe is called Rebbe Yisachar Doiv Rekeach. The Heintike Belzer Rebbe, I had the schus at one time to meet personally. And everyone knows the beautiful building that the Belzer Rebbe has built, and the Hasidus of the Belzer Rebbe. He himself is the grandson of Reb Aaron Rekeach, who was the Belzer Rebbe that came out of the Holocaust and came to Eretz Yisrael and lived in Tel Aviv. And Reb Aaron is the son of the original Reb Yisachar Doiv Rekeach. He was what's called the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe. And the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe has a little bit of a different nuance. Similar, but a little different. He says what we're going to say tonight in the Slichas. We start off Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Eich Niftach Peh Lefanecha Dor Mesuchim. How can we open our mouths in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose Dar Mesuchim? Dar Mesuchim means he lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lives on a high place, HaShochin B'Shamayim. Be'elu Panim Nishpoch Sichim. With what kind of face can we pour out siach? Siach is siach of tefillah. How can we speak? How can we utter? Siach is to utter. How can we utter words in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, again, when we look at it on the surface, if we truly are introspective ourselves and we make a cheshbon hanefesh, which is not an easy thing, but if we make the proper cheshbon hanefesh, then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we have to be very, very humble. And we have to be very, very embarrassed. Eich niftach peh lefanecha dor mesuchim. So the truth is, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we really can't speak because we're so embarrassed, so how do we speak in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe, Yisachar Doiv Rekeach, says that no. The Medrash says on the pasuk Vayichulu Hashemayim Varetz, he says Vayivarech, that there's a special bracha on Shabbos. And what's the special bracha? The Medrash says in Bereishis that there's an or that gives out light and shines itself on the panim of Klal Yisrael. We that keep Shabbos. And there's a special ha'aris panim. Ha'aris panim that comes upon a Jew. They say for people that knew what big people were, they could see the difference in the face of certain tzaddikim, their faces were literally different on Shabbos than they were during the week. So the panim of a Jew on Shabbos is a light, and that continues on the Matzei Shabbos as well. Zok the Frieh Dike Belzer Rebbe. Therefore, that's the reason why we're able to what to eich niftach peh. How can we open up our mouths? How can we be'elu panim nishpach sichim? The panim is the panim from Shabbos. When we come with the panim of Shabbos, the panim of Shabbos, then we're different, we have a different attitude. So I think to a certain extent, I just wanted to lay the groundwork a little bit. I was asked to speak a little bit about slichas, preparation for slichas. So that's what we're going to discuss. But I wanted to give over as the slot of what we're going to go into as best as we can to speak a little bit about the importance of slichas and what slichas represents. It could be some of the things or topics that you discussed in the past, and it could be I'm not going to be adding anything on to everyone's knowledge over here. If that's the way it is, then it'll be a chazor, it'll be a repetition. Chador is also a good thing. And if we add on a few things, that's also a good thing as well. Yud Gimel Midas is the most important part of the slichas. The Yud Gimel Midas already given over in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midas. And there's a Haftocha, the Gemara says in the Sechter Rosh Hashanah, there's a Haftocha, a promise, that if a person says the Yud Gimel Midas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. The Gemara is in that Yud Zayin Amid Beis, in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. On the Pasuk, Vayavar Hashem Alpanav Vayikra. Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan says, Ilmale Mikra Kosev. It wouldn't be the fact that the Torah wrote down the Pasuk. E'ef Shela Amra. It's impossible to say over this. What does the Gemara tell us? We've heard this before, but now we want to try to delve into it a little bit. Melamed, it comes to teach us, Shenis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally, he enveloped himself in a talis. Doesn't say the word talis here, but all the Mepharshim say that he enveloped himself in a talis. Kishliach Tzibor, like HaShliach Tzibor. The Heril El Moshe Seder Tefillah. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder of Tefillah. Amaloi, he said to him, Kol Zman She Yisrael Chotin, whenever Klal Yisrael sins, Yasu Lefonav Keseder Azeh, you'll act in this fashion, you'll do this order, Vani Moichel Lehem, and I'll be Moichel Lehem. So it's almost like a magic wand, you know what I mean? Okay, all you got to do, after a chet, is say to you, Gimel Midas, and everything will be forgiven.
You need to be in a minion.
Well, you have to have a minion, very good, you have to have a minion. But if you have a minion, it's good, you're good to go, right? As they say in the old country, you're good to go, you know what I mean? You get your coffee, you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you get your coffee, and you're good to go. Over here, that's it. We do a chet, we say, you give me this, and everything's all right. So we know that can't be the way we could look at this Gemara. Another aspect we want to speak about is the concept of nis'atef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nis'atef in a talis, and that's why the minig is took a shliach tzibur to wear a talis. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore a talis. Okay, so we understand it's a vision. We understand it's an aspect, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Doesn't mean he actually wears tefillin. But there's a concept which is being developed over here. So what's the concept of being misatif in the talis? That's number one. Number two is, what's this magic wand, so to speak? And thirdly, it comes out that this tefillah, which is why it's so important in our elevating ourselves in the fact that we have the sleepless to say these words, to say it with kavan as much as we can. What's special about this tefillah that we needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us this tefillah? We know there's an old rule about tefillah based upon a pasuk in the Torah. What is that pasuk? How do we know there's a concept of tefillah in the Torah? What's an avod? How do you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your heart? Zut tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave us a marker for tefillah. So what's this new marker for tefillah? B'chlal, it's worthwhile to know the Shalom HaKadosh says that slichus is a form just like regular tefillah. That's the reason why the order of the slichus is, we begin with Ashrei, just like tefillah begins with Ashrei. There's Kaddish beforehand, just like there's a Kaddish that we do before we daven. The Shalom HaKadosh seems to say that the different slichus are Suki de Zimra, that's what he seems to say. And the Yud Gimel Midas is B'pchina Shemon Esrei, that's what he says. B'pchina Shemon Esrei, and that's the reason why we have a Tachnun at the end of the tefillah, at the end of slichus, and we have a Kaddish at the end in order to signify the ending of the tefillah. Therefore, a person should look at the slichus not as just like an extra prayer, but slichus is Shemon Esrei. Slichus, especially when you come to the Yud Gimel Midas. That's why if a person's in the middle of any aspect of the slichus and he hears the Yud Gimel Midas with the tzibur, one should stop and say the Yud Gimel Midas supersedes everything. That's the Shemon Esrei aspect. But we want to bring out what's the special invention, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world by teaching us the concept of the Yud Gimel Midas as being a new aspect of tefillah. So over here I saw brought down from a sefer that Rav Hutner Zatzal already says a mimer in the sefer Pachad Yitzchok, and this is a little bit esoterical and it's a little bit deeper, but we want to bring it out and see if we can learn from it. The Marsha on this Gemara over here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bey says an amazing thing. He brings down, it's a very interesting Marsha. He brings down from the Mukubalim. I'm not a Mukubal. Don't think that I'm a Mukubal. But he brings down, I'm just saying over the words of the Marsha. The Marsha says that there's an amazing statement that's brought down from the Mekubalim that gave it to the Slichas. Just read the words of the Marsha. It's always Oisius Machkimais. Ubisefer Yoshin Mechachomim Hamekubalim, Matsasi. Vizelushani. Nisatif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'osa Talis. Levana shenisatev bebriyasa shel olam. Says in the Sefer Mekubalim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in the same talis that he wrapped himself when he created the world. Bebriyato shel olam. Shenemar oteor kasalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped himself in a or kasalma. Shemavhik misofa olam batsofa. Again, I'm not a Mekubal, I'm just saying over the words of the Mekubalim that there's some sort of light that went from one end of the world to the other end of the world. V'herich b'sod ha'inyan. And in this Sefer, they're ma'arich in the Sod ha'inyan. He doesn't bring down the rest of it, what they're ma'arich in the Sod ha'inyan. But in the simple understanding, we see that this nis'atef b'talis, it's not the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. It's something to do with the linchpins of Maaseh Bereishis. That means there's very, very deep meaning over here. When we're saying the Yud Gimel Midas and the Shliach Tzibur is acting as the Shliach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being heritos to Seder HaTfilah, this is Maaseh Bereishis. This is really creation of the world, so to speak. What does that mean? Now we know that in the Yud Gimel Midas, there's Yud Gimel Midas. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim exactly what the Yud Gimel Midas are. Some start from the same Havaya HaRishon, which is Hashem, and the second Havaya, Havaya Sheni, which is Havaya Sheni. That's the Shita of the Rosh, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the Shita that we're going to follow. There are others that have a different order in how you look at the Yud Gimel Midas, and Kol Echad VeEchad has what to learn from it. And then there's a question, what happens at the end of the Pesukim? We're going to go just in the order, and we're not going to be able to cover everything, and you're going to make sure that I'm not going to skip out on the time. We still have some time. We're going to go a little bit into the Yud Gimel Midas, and then we're going to try to bring out a little bit of the aspect which we discussed just a second ago, which is the concept of the Maaseh Bereishis. So let's go a little bit into the simple understanding of some of the aspects of the Yud Gimel Midas, and we'll just speak it out as best as we can. The first aspect is the Shem Havaya HaRishon. Hashem. Havaya HaRishon. So the Gemara already tells us that this is the concept of Havaya Kodem She'echta. Before man sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hove V'Hoye V'Yeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahava HaKol. That's the Havaya HaRishon. Kodem She'echta. And the Havaya Shnia is La'acha She'echta V'asa Tshuva. That's what Chazal tells. That's what the Gemara says. Now over here, the question is pretty apparent, and the Rishonim already deal with the question, that L'chora, why do we need a special Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim Kodem She'echta? We haven't sinned. We're pristine. We are before any sin, so why would we need to have a Midas HaRachamim of the Shem Havaya HaRishon? This questionnaire of the Rush and many of the Rishonim raise. And the Rush, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, he says two answers. Let's see the question inside. Oh, I don't know if this has it. This Gemara has it. Sometimes some of these Gemaras don't have it yet, but you picked the right one, though. You're right. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Vim Tomar, the Rosh asks, "Ma tzorach ha'adam l'midas harachem kodem she'echta? Why does a person need midas harachem before he sins?" V'yesh lomar, the Rosh says, Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the atid, he knows man, he knows the fallibles of man, he knows that man is not perfect, and he knows the teva of man. The teva of man is Ein Tzadik Baritza Sheyaseh Tov V'lo Yechta. Man is going to sin. Misnaik Ima B'midas HaRachamim Basher Husham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at man Basher Husham. Right now, man has not sinned. Even though he knows in a few minutes he's going to sin. I use this muscle. I was a mechanic for many years. I was Rosh Yeshiva. I dealt with, young men, and sometimes young men, they act like young men, they don't necessarily do everything, just like I was like that. So they also do the same thing. So sometimes I would have a student and he would do something, right? He would do something wrong and we'd have a discussion about it and he would beg for forgiveness and everything else. And he's starting off on a new path. Now I knew that this particular student starting off on a new path doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be perfect. I know that down the line I'm going to have to deal with him again. But you know what? Right now he's on a good foot. We're going to look at him on a good foot. Why? Because we should follow in the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's inside of us. He knows what's going to be down the line. But still, this is the way the Rush understands that. Kodim she'echda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas harachamim, and he says, I'm not going to look at the future. I'm going to look at, per se, what is happening now on the playing field. On the playing field right now, things are all right. Midas harachamim says that we're going to look at you in a proper light. Now, it's worthwhile to note, just to keep yourself, when you're saying the Yud Gimel midas harachamim, I'm going to follow the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. There's a sefer called Talmud Devarah, which many of you might be familiar with. And Talmud Devarah discusses the aspect of what are the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And he says these are all the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. The only way you can somehow use Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is if you enact Mahu Af Ata. Mahu Rachum Af Ata Rachum. If we'll act in such a fashion, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow upon us these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's the way the Talmud Dvar understands the concept of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. But in other Svarim, they say differently. Just learning and saying and understanding what the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, when we see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, that in itself is Mashpia Tovanus. The Maharal says, every one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is a greater level of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we're going to go through some of these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, we're going to try to see how that level became greater. So level number one, according to the Rush's first answer, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim gives us a playing field of being without chet, even though he knows what's going to happen in the future. And that's a certain level of rachamim. The Rush has another answer. I'm just going to say the answer, and there's a problem with the answer. You can look it up. The Rush gives another answer. He says, we're speaking about even in the area of the tremendous chet, which we don't necessarily understand fully what that is today, because we don't have the Yetzara, the chet of Avodah Zorah. In Avodah Zorah, there's a halacha that machshava ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaref l'maisa. All other Averas, if a person has had a thought process to do something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish him. But when it comes to Avodah Zorah is so difficult and so much of an act against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, that Machshava Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaref L'maisa. And over here, the Rosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though you're such a Machshava, Midas HaRachamim says, Kodim She'echta. I look at his Kodim She'echta. The Mefarshim is the carbon of the sun. It's a maisa. If it's a maisa, then it's not kodim shechta. It's ready lacha shechta. We're going to leave that for right now. What's the second level? The second level of the midas harachamim is Hashem la'acha shechot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards. V'yasa tshuva. And he does tshuva. This is already a great, great chesed. Because the Ramchal already writes in the Mesillas Yesharim and writes in other places that we know there's two midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. He created the world with midas hadin, v'ra'ah, and he saw she'i'ef shalakayma, the world cannot exist with midas hadin. So what did he do? Meshatev ima midas harachim, he brought midas harachim into the world. So there's the aspect of din and there's the aspect of rachim. But the truth is, it's a great chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that in that midas harachamim, I give you a pesach of tshuva. Tshuva in itself is a great, great chiddush. It's beyond understanding. Because after a person commits an act, a renegade act against the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom, a person would commit murder. So how can I return a life which was taken away from me? In the same fashion, when a person does an aveira, that in itself is a level of ritzicha klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did an act, how does a person return an act? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu pasach pesach so tshuva. And the truth is, the Medrash and the Chazal discuss that this was something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu came up with. Really, Midas Hadin tells us there shouldn't be a koyach of tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makadosh the koyach of tshuva. Torah said, Nevi'im said, Chachma said, Nefesh Echatas Tirdaif, Nefesh Echatas Tomuz, Nefesh Echatas should bring a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, all you have to do is do tshuva. All you do tshuva. Now it sounds like an easy thing. Not an easy thing, but it's not. It sounds like a hard thing. Not a hard thing either. You just have to be serious about it. But over here, the Midas HaRachamim says an unbelievable thing. After a person did a sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His greatness, gives us an opportunity to do tshuva. And when a person does tshuva, even la'acha she'echta, that person can raise himself up to a level of being a nivra by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the same level. Like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, yesterday, the Baal Tshuva, the person that did a sin, was called the Shokut, so number two of, and now he's an Ohuv. He's loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Midas HaRachamim. It's a great, great Midas HaRachamim. We're going to go one more right now into the Midas HaRachamim, into the Midas, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and that's the next one, Kale. Kale. Hashem, Hashem, Kale. That's another aspect. What's this? Again, we said each one is a different level. So we already understand the two levels of Kodim Shecht and Lacha Shecht. We understand why it's a higher level. What's the Midas of Kale? So based upon what we said before, that the Ramchal says that it's very, very difficult for a person to get a clean slate even after the tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to look at you as a clean slate. What's the concept why tshuva works? The Ramchal says in the Mesillas Yesharim, he says, Akiras haratzon hu akiras hamaisa. When a person had a certain ratzon to do a chet, and now his ratzon is to do tov, even though he did a ma'aseh, an act of chet, akiras ratzon is kakiras hamaisa. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh does. Now that happens. If we know there's certain levels of tshuva, a certain level of tshuva is what's called a tshuva gemura. When a person becomes a bal tshuva gemura, that means he really does all of the different levels of what's needed. Charata, kabbalah la'asid. The way the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a love, yedei talumais, shaloi echta'oid. That's the tough stuff for a person to get to that level. So a person didn't do a tshuva gemura. L'chayra, after the chet, there's no akiras haratzon, which is makes the akiras hamaisa. So now, the playing field is not really, really very good for our side. So here we have the midas kale. The midas kale is mi kamoch ve'elam Hashem, the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to say, even though you haven't done tshuva gemara, you did tshuva, but not tshuva gemara. You did aspects of tshuva. You did, let's say, charata. You did kabbalah asid, but it wasn't your day of talumas. You haven't yet reached tshuva gemara. And still, and midas hadin is teveya. Kadosh Baruch Hu, midas hakel. Midas hakel says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait for us. So, you see again another level. I want to jump to the last one, And then I want to bring back a little bit what we said before, and that's the midah of nakeh. And again, what I'm saying is there's plenty to learn over here. Zeal, Azul, Gemar, everyone should have an opportunity to try your best to learn the Yud Gimel midahs. It's worthwhile. Ah, such a gevaldik eschus. The midah of nakeh, and I'm basing this upon the Sefer from the Sichus Musar, from the David Krunglis, that's how was the Mashkiach and Yeshivas Neir Yisrael in Baltimore. A great, great person who I happen to have a personal relationship with. And his Sefer has a great, great pearls of wisdom over here. And I'm going to just to try to concretize it and to make it as quickly as possible. And over here he says even a greater chiddush on what vanaka is. A person, there's two levels of this. What happens if a person, you know, we like to say that we're just, you know, we're good people, but we know we have a list of things we got to rectify. If we're honest with ourselves, we put it. If we make a cheshbon nefesh, we have things we got to fix up. We're behind the ball game, right? But now we're going to start. That's what the slichus is all about. We want to start doing the derech hatshuva. We take a look at the list. I got this. I got that. I got a lot of things I got to take care of. Okay, I'm going to take number one. I'm going to start working on that, on that particular mitzvah, that particular chet that a person did. But you know what? I'm going to do one. I got 20 others I got to worry about. I got 20 others I got to worry about. So what does it help? What does it help? I'm still not a Baal Tshuva. Because a Baal Tshuva means that what? That you really did Tshuva. You did Tshuva all the way. So we said before, it is Midas Kale. Midas Kale says, Kodesh Baruch has Rachmanis. I'm not going to bring the punishment. But you're still not cleansed from your sins. So how can I start the list? I got so many I have to do. Comes along the Midas Venake. And Naka says like this. I'll use this word. Naka says, play on words, knock one off. Venake. You cleanse yourself from one area. From one area. And you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Vinaka. That particular Avera is knocked off. Even though you have so many other things you got to take care of. But if you worked on one thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vinaka. He knocks it off. I just made a little bit of a pun on the words, but really the concept is, we want to be cleansed. We want to be cleansed. Ah, that's a good way to look at things. And over here he says an unbelievable chiddush from Yerushal Salanter. Yerushal Salanter says, even in the same Avera that a person does, there are different levels of tshuva. For instance, there's a person who's a Baal Lashon Hara. You know, he's waiting outside, and there's people schmoozing, and there's the latest hack, and there's the latest kishmak, unfortunately, story that someone's saying over, which he shouldn't be saying over. So he's over on Lashon Hara. Now, if a person wants to do tshuva, what should he say? He says, oh, you know, I'm not going to go outside. I'm going to stay away from the chevra that's saying the Lashon Hara. That's a good level of tshuva. But when he comes home and, in the confines of his house, okay, you know, between him and his Rebbetzin, between his Rebbetzin and himself, and something comes up, he's not nizer. In the same Avera, Zakir Bishol Salanta, in the same level of Avera, whatever level of tshuva you did, I don't want to be out with the Yoshvi outside of the Beis Medrash. That level of tshuva I did, Venakim, that's knocked off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm forgiving you for that. That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we see from all these different aspects of the Yud Gimel Midas? Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed. Before I bring out what I said, started off by saying what Rav Hutna said about the Maisa Bereishis, which is a little bit deeper, I just want to mention something. I saw that the Meshech Chachma says in this last week's parasha, in the parasha of Bikurim, he says a very short thing, and I was thinking about it. He says that if you'll take a look at the mitzvah in the beginning of this last week's parasha, Parasha Kisav, which speaks about the mitzvah of Bikurim, where when we come to Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, all of us are zochot to live in Eretz Yisrael, and we want to bring the first fruits, and we want to remember all of the different things, all the different chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Arami Yevid Avi, Yerid Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and he brought us to this beautiful land, this beautiful country, and what a schus it is to be here. And we say Vidoy Maestris, and the Rashi HaKadosh brings down that we're not allowed to be Kafui Tov. We're not allowed to be deniers of Tov. That's the concept of Akar Satov. So it's interesting. Reb Meir Simcha says that there's 13 times it says in this parsha, the Shem Havaya. In this parsha, it says, say 13 times. He says, what's it connected? The Yud Gimel, Midas HaRachamim. And where else do we find this concept that there's a connection between Bikurim and the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? In Sefer Shmos, in the parsha where it speaks about a Kodesh Baruch, it says, Vayavar Hashem upon the Yikra, and he was Malamed Moshe Rabbeinu to do Yud Gimel Midas. At the end of that parsha, it mentions the mitzvah Bikurim. So we see the Yud Gimel Midas and the mitzvah Bikurim are connected. What's the connection? So I was thinking, because the Yud Gimel Midas is the same element. The Yud Gimel Midas is when we recognize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is what all the Yud Gimel Midas are all about. And we're makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to give slicha to us. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, the Yud Gimel Midas are rachamim on us. That's why the Shem Havayah is mentioned 13 times in the Parsha of Bikurim to teach us this lesson. And now we'll go further and we'll say what Rav Hutna Zatzal was machadish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world and He created Adam Arishon Kodem Achet, that was Havaya Rishona, that was the Briyas Shamayim V'aretz, He was Nis'atef with a talis. Why do you have to be Nis'atef with a talis? So this is a little bit more into the Oimek of Devarim. What happens when we're Nis'atef Betalis? Nis'atef Betalis, the pshat is we're Matsnia ourselves. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, He had to be Mitzamtzem Himself. He had to make it as if He doesn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's aura is so great, it's impossible for the Bekiyas Ha'or not to come out and to have a revelation, and that takes away from the whole Bechira. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'alim. That's the Lashon of Olam. Briyas Ha'olam is the Lashon of Helam, the Maral says. He hides Himself. That's because He's Nis'atef Betalit. He's Nis'atef Betalis, and He created the world. That all was creation until when? Until the Chet. Until the Chet, everything was pristine. Acher HaChet, there's a hefsik, because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't go with His original intent, which was Midas Hadin. He had to be Meshatef Midas HaRachamim. And now there's a new Bria that He brings into the world. And He taught Moshe Rabbeinu this new Bria. It's called, the language of Rehutner is, it's a Bria Tinyana. There's the Bria Kamaisa and there's the Bria Tinyana. The Bria Kamaisa was Maisa Gracious. The Bria Tinyana is again the same thing. Nis'atef, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nis'atef in the Talis. And that's really what is going to happen every night of Slichas, every day of Slichas. The Shlich Tzibah for us is Nis'atef Betalis, acting Kaviyochel, so to speak, Kaviyochel, the message of a Kaviyochel, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has now created a new creation, a Bria Chadosha, a new Madura Tinyona of Maise Bereshis, like the Marsha brought from the Kabbalah, from the Hasidim. And that's what we can tap into when we begin to say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim and begin to say the Slichas.
Thank you for coming, Moshe. Thank you for realizing it.
Shanachnu nizkeh, shayyeh shana tova matuka. Toda rabah. Welcome.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
I wrote about it in my book. You have the book. You don't have the book. You have to get the book.
I personally don't. Jonathan's my bodyguard, so he'll be in the car with us on the way back.
Real estate taxes.
That's the name of the book. I really enjoyed your book. I even bought it.
Oh, wow. A paying customer. They get a different haracha. What's your name?
Avi Bar.
Ah, that's somebody. Ah, oh, your buddies.
This is my partner.
Your partner in crime. Moshe, these farm over here.
Very nice.
Good.
How are
you? You said you want to be the very first out.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
So.
אתה לא זוכר שיש שנה אחת שבאה אולי ואמרתי אם אתה יכול ללכת, שאלתי אותך אם אתה יכול ללכת שזה שנה של...